Welcome back to another Hilchas Pesach Shir, and we are continuing the halachas of the Dalad Kaisis. The halacha is that the kais, the becher, the cup, that you're using the Dalad Kaisis has to hold a revius. What is a revius? A revius is a quarter of a loig. How much is a lug? A lug is 6 bayim. So it comes out a quarter of a lug is 1.5 bayim. The volume of 1.5 bayim, that's how big a revius is. Now the tzlach held, in Pesachim, he brings down that he held that our eggs are smaller, and therefore, in today's eggs, we would need the volume of 3 eggs in order to be called a revius. And lamaisa, in ounces, the way it comes out, is that lefida tzlach shir, the Chazanish explains, is 5.1 ounces. According to Ramosha, even according to the tzlach, it would come out to 4.42 ounces. But Rav Chaim Noh, who argues on the whole formula of the tzlach, it comes out to 2.9 ounces. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this tzlach, and he says that when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan, you can be mekel and not nem on the chumrah of the tzlach, and you can go with the smaller shear. So therefore, me'ika adin, the arba kaisis, which are derabanan, it would be sufficient to have a becher that's 2.9 ounces. And Rav Dov Feinstein in the Agadah Kol Deidi brings this down, and he says, maybe the chathir should be 3.3 ounces. But Lemaisa, a lot of farms say you should try to get 4 ounces. And if you want to do the Chazanish, even better, to do 5.1 ounces. Now, if the first night of Pesach lands up on a Shabbos, so the first Kais is also Kiddush, which is the Raisa, there should be a Machmir, and there's the Raisa, and maybe go with the 5.1 ounces. But that's for sure. If someone has a hard time drinking wine or grape juice, it's the Chatchila for the Dalad Kaisis to use a cup that's 2.9 ounces. Because since it's the Rabbanon, it seems like the Achra of the Mishmur is that you go with the smaller shear. Now, the Mechaber says that you should drink the whole kais or rive the kais. And the Mishmur explains that the Chatchila, when you have a kais of yayin for the Dalad Kaisis, it's not enough just to drink a Malay Lugmav, which is rive revius. It's the Chatchila to drink the entire kais. And if not the entire kais, at least the rive kais. It's more common than a regular kais of bracha, where you just have to drink Malay Lugmav. Here, you have to drink either rive kais or the chatchila, the entire kais. And therefore, it's better to take a smaller kais and drink the entire kais than to use this big 8-ounce kais and drink rive the kais. It's more chatchila to take a small kais and drink the whole kais. Because the Arashayim hold that by Dalad Kaisis, you have to drink the entire kais, and therefore, it's better to take a smaller kais and drink the entire thing. Now, even if you're not going to drink the whole kais and you drink rive revius, there's an inyan for the first kais and the last kais, you should drink the entire revius. What's the reason? The last kais is because you make a al hagefen. And for al hagefen, you need a revius. So therefore, you should drink the entire kais in order to have your revius. The first kais also, there's a shayla of kiddush makom suda. A lot of times you wait very, very long through the Haggadah, and a lot of places can talk about where's the kiddush makom suda. The time you eat the suda, it's a few hours after the kiddush. So there is one shittas in the Gaon and the Rishayim hold that if you drink revius yayin, that's enough, and that's called kiddush makom suda. So therefore, there's another inyan where you drink the whole kais when it comes to the first kais. It's taken a little easier than you usually drink the whole kais. So there's some inyan to drink the entire kais by the first kais. Now the Ramah Paskins in Simon Tofai and Gimel Sefalv, he says, "Ubalabayis lo yimzak batzmai." He shouldn't pour himself the wine. Rak achar yimzak lo daracheres. Someone else should pour the wine for him daracheres. And Mishmuru puts the words, if it's possible. But I saw in the Kavitz Halakas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says that it's the diak, ubala bayis. It's dafka din on the bala bayis, the one who's in charge of the seder, that he shouldn't pour for himself. But the other mesubim, the other ones sitting around, they could pour for themselves, and they don't have the makwas derecheres. But he does speak out that if someone is there as a guest, each reish ha-mishpacha is considered bala bayis for this, and he should not pour himself, someone else should pour for him. Now, in the Piskatubis, I saw different. He says, all the Mesubin should be Mahadir. They shouldn't pour themselves. Someone else should pour for them. He even says, it's Toiv Lechanech HaKatanim Keben Sheis V'Sheva V'Yoyislam V'Tzuzu. He should train the kids, the children. It's part of the Seder night that they should pour everyone the Bechers. Now, interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan also similarly says more like, not like the Piskatubis, like the opposite. He says like this, V'Karkasad V'Sif Alev Shal Ba'al Ba'is Lo Yimzak Ba'atz Ma'il Ha'achar Zeh Da'acheres. And Zokta Aruch Shulchan, Va'onu Einazar Mbeze, Kinira, Kiromus Rucha, Letzavis, Leishtish, Timzoig, Ve'ina Baal Odif Mimena. Why am I better than you? L'chein Noig Lizak Basvin Zukbeda. So Aruch Shulchan says we're not knowing this minig, but lamaisa the minig in Klai Yisrael is we are knowing the minig. And why am I speaking out all these different kulas? Is because if it comes a matzev where it's a pressure and you're waiting a long time, there's no iser to pour for yourself. The ikka din is the baal bayis should be sitting there acher, someone should pour for him. But for other mesubim, there's definitely a makim to be makel and to pour for yourself the dal kaisis.